Lately, I've been thinking about how much time I spend on all my social media accounts like Facebook and Twitter and other matters. And have you ever noticed how much time it takes to scroll through social media that we use? I've even got a feature now on my smartphone that tells me each week how much time I've actually logged in on that smartphone. I thought, great, that's really just what I need to know. But there it is. Sometimes it may be a bit more of time there than I really would like and think about. I have resolved to spend less time in recent weeks on social media. Not that I've deleted all of it, not that I'm completely off, but less time. I recently read an article by someone who was saying that they actually deleted their entire Twitter account. And the reason that they gave is they didn't want to be like God. And I thought, what do you mean you don't want to be like God when it comes to Twitter thoughts? And so I read on, and what the columnist was talking about was that as you read in so much of the social media, you go through and people's random thoughts about life, anything, the peanut butter sandwich they've had, where they are, all out there. And really, it's their thoughts in so many cases. So I looked at my Twitter feed, and I scrolled through that Twitter feed. I said, that's right. And there was anger. There was a little bit of hostility. There was a little bit of cynicism, sarcasm, a lot of questionable facts. And I began to think, you know, I'm just working through a lot of people's thoughts with that. And the guy has a point in his article. He said he didn't want to be like God. There's a scripture that helps us to look at this. It's in Psalm 94. To explain what the gentleman was talking about. Psalm 94 and verse 11 says, the Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile. God knows the thoughts of man, you and I, that they are futile. And the point is, does your desire or mine to immerse ourselves in everybody else's thoughts on every subject imaginable on social media kind of make us like God? And I began to think about that comment. And I realized that, you know, it is a bit humbling, and there is a point to consider. Because God does know all of our thoughts, that's what this verse says. Now, the context of the scripture says that we're just futile, we're empty, or, you know, meaningless in that sense. But if you look at the context, beginning in verse 8 of Psalm 94, it says, understand, you senseless among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? He who instructs the nations, shall he not correct? He who teaches man knowledge, right knowledge, righteousness, good teaching, solid understanding, as opposed to foolishness that may be out there, is what really this verse is talking about. So that when it says the Lord knows the thoughts of men, or man, apart from the knowledge of God and without guidance and direction on the matters of God, he says they are futile. It's not that every thought and every part of our life is that way. So we're not empty and we're not meaningless in that sense, but when it's disconnected from truth, and especially spiritual truth, then there's something for us to consider. Think about the information and the opinion that we work through so much with social media today, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or so many other sources in media. Step back again and think about that for us all to look at what we are putting into our minds and what we are working through in other people's minds to make sure that what God thinks about us is not that we are futile in our actions. That gives us something to consider and think about. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.